Hare Krishna. I'd like to welcome everyone. Sunday Love Feast. Please join to glorify Srila Prabhupada's prayers. This is the month of prayers. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Vardhari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Vardhari. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Guru Dev, Guru Dev. Netai Gaur Haribol, 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 Haribol. Jayam Vishnu Pad, Srila Bhai Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anandagiri Vaishnavinda Ki Jai, Guru Parampara Ki Jai, Radha Damodar Brata Ki Jai, Sisi Radha Sam Sundar Jiu Ki Jai, Krishna Balaram Jiu Ki Jai, Janitai Bhagavan Ki Jai, Samaveda Vaishnavinda Ki Jai, Nidai Gaura Pramanande Hari. Om Jnanati Mirandhasa Enanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhubhaye Vacha పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 సో టుడే సిన్స్ వీఆర్ వెరీ ఫార్చునేట్ బై ద మర్సీ ఆఫ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ అండ్ హిస్ ఫాలోవర్స్ దట్ దిస్ టెంపుల్ ఇస్ సెలబ్రేటింగ్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ కార్తీక్ వ్రత దామోదర్ వ్రత సో ఐ థాట్ విల్ డిస్కస్ లిటిల్ మోర్ about the significance of this Damodar Leela and Damodar Vrata. Why we follow, where is this Damodar Ashtakam, original, this emotional prayers coming from and composed by Satyavrata Muni, why and what each verses are significance. Those who are participating, like you all, there is eternal benefit, there is no question. Everybody will be benefited. But Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, those who understand and knows completely, has a full knowledge, they will get the highest result of this or any performance in our Krishna consciousness movement. But even if you don't understand, you offer a lamp, still there is benefit, nothing lost. But when we understand more, then the benefit is more. There is a famous verse given by Lord Krishna himself. Gyatam agyatam karmani. Gyatam agyatam karmani. Chayam anutishtati vidusha karma siddhi set. Vidusha means those who are thoughtful, like devotees, those who are wise, engaging, intelligent to understand what is Krishna consciousness, what is Damodar Ashtakam, why we celebrate this. They are called vidusha. Vidusha karma siddhi set. Nate avidusha bhavet. So, translation given that everybody comes to Krishna consciousness and they participate in chanting, glorifying the Lord, following the sadhana. But those who are thoughtful and they think everything they want to do, they want to know why they are doing, what is their intention behind their devotional service, then the result they will be achieving guaranteed 100%. And those who are not interested, they will get certain extent, not completely. This is Krishna's opinion. So Srila Prabhupada, that's why gave so many books, so many lectures we can hear every day. It is necessary that during our Kartik Vartaman, Mother Muikya already announced so many things that when Srila Prabhupada was asked what should we do, you all heard, he first answered, 30 days, you non-stop chanting and no eating, no sleeping. And they were laughing, just like you are laughing, they are laughing too. Then Prabhupada saw that they are not completely convinced, then they say, how is possible? So idea is that we should have more chanting and reading, engage in devotional service. And you can ask the temple authority, they will engage you more and more. So I'm going to discuss first that what is this Damodarashtakam? So it is explained that by Sanatana Goswami, it comes from Padma Puran. Padma Puran has very emotional verbalizing the feeling of a great personality when it manifested that format is called Damodarashtakam. One time, Shaunakadi, all the rishis headed by Shaunaka, they asked Narad Muni, what is the best thing we can do to please Lord Krishna? That is the ultimate goal. He says, take shelter of Srimati Radharani. And you know, Radharani's name is Kartik, daughter of Kirtida or Kirtik. That's why it's called Kartik Vrata. It's Radharani's direct name. So then Narad Muni explained them, you take shelter of Srimati Radharani and chant these prayers of our lamb to the Lord. It will please the Lord so much that your life will be successful. So everything that we do morning and evening, it's 100% bona fide and is guaranteed to get the success. But there is a gradation. You may say, well, I'm not feeling so much happiness that some other feeling. That's why the Prabhupada quoted this, that more we understand, we will absorb, and while we are engaged in devotional service, then Krishna will reciprocate according to that. We are not so much interested of austerity. You know, in Mayapur, early days, if you saw some picture of Jayavataka Maharaj, Bhakti Chal Maharaj even, they had a beard and they were doing severe austerity on Kartik Vrata, 1 month, like don't want to eat much. So it's a little funny story that Bhakti Chal Maharaj says, when Srila Prabhupada heard this, he called, where is Bhakti Charu? And he came to Prabhupada's room and then Srila Prabhupada offered him a big plate of prasadam. So he took and he had a beard and others. Then he left and then he didn't say anything. Next day again he called and he gave a little bigger plate. So he took also as Prabhupada ordered him. On the third day, Prabhupada really gave a very big plate of Mahaprasad of Radha Madhava. That time Bhakti Chara Maharaj told Prabhupada that I'm doing Kartik Vrata, austerity, not eating much, very little, and no shaving, no, very austere. Then Srila Prabhupada says, if you follow my instruction, you can get 10,000 times more benefit than your so-called austerities. So that doesn't mean Prabhupada rejected the austerity. What I understand, because I was talking to one sannyasi about it, the Prabhupada is emphasizing what he wants us to follow. If we follow his instruction, that austerity will give us ultimate benefit quicker than just following the scriptures or some Hari Bhakti Bilash has so many instructions on this festival, Kartik Vrata. So many instructions. So that's what we do in Alachua temple, that we try to follow Srila Prabhupada. So before that, I also wanted to say in Mayapur, you know, there is a boundary wall around the temple. Anybody say, can you say, raise your hand? You know the boundary wall around the Mayapur temple? Good, thank you. You know the story when Srila Prabhupada asked them to put the boundary wall, he told them to draw some pastimes of the Lord and put some sloka there and some poem from scriptures. So one of the disciple, Pandu Prabhu, he was learning Bengali, he composed his own prayers, type of like Damodarashtakam, his own. He learned Bengali, so he put this thing. So in the morning, Prabhupada comes, and when Prabhupada went outside, and first thing he saw, he said, who did this? So then the devotee, he says, do you like it, Prabhupada? Is it very nice? So, no, who did this? He said, I did it. So do not ever compose your own prayers like this. We should follow. Because when you follow a particular prayer, the Lord already recognized that devotee who pleased him through that prayers, like Saptavrata Muni. Why we follow the prayers? We could think like I can compose my own prayers to appeal to Krishna. But do I have bhakti? No. So my endeavor may not draw the attention of Lord's grace. My endeavor has to be endowed with devotional mood. This 8 prayers of Saptavrata Muni is full of devotional mentality, devotional evokes our submission and affection for the Lord. And there is a gradual progression in that 8 verses. I know we don't have much time, but if you read those, break down the word-to-word meaning, you can relish a lot. You all know. Namami Sharam Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Vrajamanam. So in that verse, this verse, Sanatana Goswami Pada writes, is the main root verse of the whole 8 Ashtaka. Something that we followers of Mahaprabhu see the Supreme Absolute Truth is different than any other Vaishnava groups or other religious concept. There's a one verse Jiva Goswami Pada emphasized on this. Viruddha dharman tasmin hi chitram. If you remember this, all opposite contradictory characteristics. You know, opposite contradictory characteristics. Just like if you have a fear as a baby, your mother is everything, protector. Then when you grow up, your mother is not enough. If neighbor is arguing with the boundary wall or something, you want your father to be there. If you go further, if the military attacks the country you live in, your parents are not enough. You want the whole military of the whole country, president, to be backing. Then you feel like. So if you keep going, you will come to ultimately that if you take shelter of the God, then you will become fearless. But in this verse, the first verse, in this Damodarashtakam, we have a very significant keynotes. It says that all opposite contradictory characteristics means, first thing, Saptavrata Muni says, Namami Ishwaram. Oh, the supreme controller. You are ultimate controller. Yet, in this Leela we see he was controlled by his devotee's love. Supreme controller become controlled, yet remain in control. That's why all the Siddhanta we have in these 8 prayers, why we celebrate this. It's very condensed form. So it says that all the opposite contradictory characteristics simultaneously exist in Absolute Truth, Krishna, Brajananandan, Shyamasundar, harmoniously. It doesn't conflict. Like the richest man in the world, you don't see him stealing from house to house. Well, Krishna is the supreme possessor of all 6 opulence, isn't he? But yet, he steals house to house butters. So opposite contradictory characteristics. This pastime, you will see that Rudantam Muhurnetra, he is crying. In this world, generally people cry when they are desperate need, they are suffering or this. But when to ultimately relief of your cry, you may approach to God to release from all suffering crying. But here we see in the second verse that Krishna is crying. So how to understand? So Jiva Goswami Pada says, Viruddha dharman tasmin hi chitram. that all the opposite contradictory characteristics simultaneously exist in Krishna, in Vrindavan, most harmoniously. And Sanatana Goswami said, if you pray, oh my Lord Damodar, you are being frightened. Srila Prabhupada in Mother Kunti Devi's Kunti's prayer book, Prabhupada writes like this, that Kunti was afraid that she told to Krishna, I don't understand why you are afraid of Yashoda. You are shivering, trembling. Even though she was not in Vrindavan, but she heard it. So she appealed. And Prabhupada put in a purport, this is the mystery of Vrindavan. That one has to understand this. Even outside Vrindavan, devotees, great devotees, eternal associates, sometimes difficult for them to understand. So here we see the, all the opposite contradictory characteristics. Is Krishna is a Brahman? The last verse we see, Namastestu Damne Spurodipti Damne. Damne here means the rope and the effulgence also given. So he is all pervasive, yet he will be binded by Mother Yashoda's rope. So rope here significance is bhakti baddham, is endowed, made of bhakti, not made of jute or plastic or some kind of haze. Not like this. So in the first verse, that if we conclude that what is uncatchable, you cannot catch something which is beyond your senses, can be caught by the pure devotion, by Krishna consciousness. Our ultimate goal is to obtain love of Godhead so that we can serve Krishna. And why do we want to serve Krishna? Because we are constitutionally positioned as a servant of Krishna. Yes? But in order to serve him, you have to approach him. In order to approach him, you need devotion, bhakti. In order to get the devotion, then you have to find one who has the devotion in the heart. And this is what the verses actually explains. That how much love Mother Yashoda has, that she actually unconquerable become conquered. Then in that verse, it says that what is the Satchidananda Rupam? And what is Gokule Brajamanam? What is Gokul? What is Vrindavan represent? So vast given. So I'm going to just narrate a little story about Lord Krishna when this pastime took place. It's from Bhagavatam 10th Canto, 9th chapter. 10th Canto, 8, 9, 10, these three chapters together is these eight verses, if you want to grasp completely. So here, Mother Yashoda, since long time, she is hearing complaint and mischievous activities of Krishna, that how Krishna steals butter, even though he had a 9 lakhs cows, 9 lakhs means 900,000 cows, there's plenty of butter. I was told Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, must be stealing butter has a flavor difference than your own home butter or something. Why Krishna would be? But then Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, the, you know, butter in Sanskrit or Hindi, what do you call? Makhan. You know the meaning of makhan? Why Krishna's name is Makhan Chor? Makhan, huh? Thank you. Makhan means, khan means, which is not, ma means not, and khan means lust, which is not lust. When the gopis love supersede such an extent, they can't hold it, it actually takes the form of butter. And Krishna purposely goes there to reciprocate. So of course Mother Yashoda is not thinking that way. Mother Yashoda is thinking that my child is very mischievous. I need to raise him properly. So after hearing so much complaint, Mother Yashoda, one day she thought, she prayed that, O Lord Narayan, I wish there will be a day that I will milk the cow myself, boil the milk myself, churn the butter myself, and then feed Krishna with my own hand without any assistance, without any help. Now you may say, why she can do it? Why she has to pray for it? Because the maid servant she has, you know, she has 50 houses in the palace. She has 100,000 maid servants. They sometimes exhibit their love for Krishna more than Mother Yashoda's. For an example, Putana's story, you can see how Prabhupada writes, when Putana came and disguised in a most beautiful form, she picked up Krishna from the crib. What happened to Mother Yashoda? You remember? She stood, she could not do anything. She was shocked that this 32-mile form of a witch. Have you ever seen 32 mile? You cannot imagine how big that Putana was. As soon as she got out of the house, she could not hold Krishna anymore because he grabbed the nipple. She was forced to manifest her real form, 32 miles. When Mother Yashoda saw, she could not protect Krishna. She fainted. Who protected Krishna that time? All the maid servants. They ran and ran and ran, and they could not even see Krishna, so they had to come back to get a ladder. Because 32 miles, Bari, you know how high it is. So when they got a ladder, and the ladder, they climb up, then they declare his name is Adokshaja, which was not seen before. That's all the name of Krishna origin is in Krishna Lila. Then Mother Yashoda thought that these maid servants, they have so much love for my boy. They have more love than me. So she always felt kind of guilty not to tell them not to serve. One time she proposed. They were so sad. They said, what is the value of our life if we cannot serve Nandalala, your Lala, your son? Rather we give up our life. So Mother Yashoda did not want to disturb them helping her to serve Krishna. But she always thought, if I cook, you know, every mother thinks, if I take care of my baby myself, maybe this boy will never steal anymore. So until that day, when he was 3 years old, you know, the before Govardhan Puja, what was the puja before? Indra Puja, which is coming on 30th. So Indra Puja was the day actually, at that time, one day, it took place that on the bank of Jamuna, all the Brajabasi had to go there and cook a big festival to please Indra. So when they all went there and they were cooking, so then all the maid servant asked Mother Yashoda, should we go there? She said, yes, you all go. And I will take care of Krishna alone. You don't have to take him, because if he goes there, you know, he will make a mess. You know how he make mess? One time Mother Yashoda, he was so mischievous. You think you get Krishna and then you will become fearless. Mother Yashoda is always fearful because this boy is running 50 rooms in a palace. You have any idea 50 rooms in one palace? He's running from one room to another room and he fell over with the doorstep. And Mother Yashoda says, oh no! And then he's still running, going here, going there. Then they take him to sometime. Maybe he'll be peaceful if the Brahmana do the ceremony, jagna, like fire sacrifice will have. So they put Krishna there just for a few minutes. Maybe they can do santi homa, you know, for peace. So Krishna just crawl and put the whole ghee on top of the fire. Huge fire. So they say, no, he should not be here. He should be taken inside the room. That room he make a huge mess. So they took him to Nanda Maharaj's room. Nanda Maharaj's room had a big sword because he is a king. Some or other Krishna grabbed that sword and holding the sword. They were so scared to take the baby's hand out of sword. It was like a big trouble. So they could not find him anywhere to keep him peaceful. So Mother Yashoda is very aware. So she is telling that I'm going to not let him go to this Jagna, because in order to prepare big festival, you cannot have Krishna there because he will make mess. So I'll take care myself in the house and you all go. So that was the only day, this night before Damodar Lila, that Mother Yashoda alone, first time in her life with Krishna. They were so much in love. After singing and talking with Krishna, they fall asleep on the first floor. Second floor, Krishna has a bedroom. He goes there to sleep. But that night, they just slept there. Mother Yashoda also fell asleep. By Jogamaya's arrangement, just before Mangalarti, she woke up and she remembers, oh, this is the golden opportunity. I can milk the cow myself, boil the milk. So that's what she did. But that time, what happened, looking at Krishna's beauty, she felt puzzled. Krishna is so beautiful. It's unbelievable how beautiful Krishna is. Even the moment Krishna was born, you know who found out when Krishna was born? Those who are the mother, you may think, well, as a mother, I know when baby comes out. But in Krishna's case, it was not like this. Krishna's case, the Vasudeva Maharaj came and exchanged the baby, remember? Then after everything is over, Krishna thought, oh, I need attention from my mother. He started screaming as if he just born. And Mother Yashoda was actually tired of a long labor. But that time Krishna, Mother Yashoda picked up Krishna on her lap. He was so beautiful that Mother Yashoda wanted to look at her baby for a moment. She could not look because he wants milk. Because her love is more important than herself. You understand? We are not looking for Krishna. As a devotee of Krishna consciousness, we are not looking for Krishna first. Our goal is not Krishna first. Our goal is love for Krishna. It is very important. Because with love, you can serve Krishna. So, Prabhupada is very, particularly he put the word Krishna consciousness, is the love for Krishna, very unique. So then Mother Yashoda was puzzled from the day one. So she could not look at the face directly because he wants milk. So this way, like very rarely she could see Krishna's face. He's so attractive. So at that time Mother Yashoda put the door halfway so she could see from far what's going on. And then she saw some other, the cow shed is there. She immediately went. There are a few special cows, Padmini, Gandini, there's a whole names of her special five cows at least. They give a milk very sweet, condensed, very thick milk. So Mother Yashoda milked the cow, she bathed, and she immediately came and light the oven. She put the milk in the stove. Then she took the old milk and started churning butter. While churning butter, Mother Yashoda remembers Krishna's pastime more than Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdev Goswami, Bhagavatam is very important. Bhagavatam is important in a sense that Sukhdev Goswami only selected those pastimes that applicable to our purification and our ultimate goal. Of course, King Parikshit was the main. So, but there is unlimited pastime. So Mother Yashoda, she started singing the pastime of Krishna. And she had a whole audience in front of her. Who are the audience? Those are the great devotees. They take the form of a bangles, ankles, earrings. So she's churning all the bangles, making sound, drums, music. The whole atmosphere was so charming. The Krishna in the heart was started dancing. So Mother Yashoda felt very ecstatic. At that time, the other Krishna, of course, she doesn't know that Krishna is dancing in the heart. This is our Acharya's explaining, Sanatana Goswami Pad. But the other Krishna, he woke up and he's calling, Maya, Maya, Mother, Mother, where are you? But Mother in her own world, thinking of millions of beautiful pastimes. And Krishna loves that. Krishna was happy in the heart, dancing. But other Krishna, he could not see his mother, so he came out. He saw, very mysterious. My mother is crying and drowned into ecstasy, but without me. So then immediately he comes. He's very clever. You know, you should know, Krishna is the most clever. Of course, you know. So he grabbed the rope of charning and grabbed her hand in such a way that she could not move anymore. So she had to wipe her tears to see what's going on. Then, oh, my Lala. Then she picked him up and started giving breast milk. Then, in far distance, do you know how much milk Mother Yashoda has? Unlimited, thank you. Srila Prabhupada in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada says, the Mother Yashoda has so much milk that she bathes Krishna every day while he's drinking, because so much milk coming out from her breast. Breast milk of the Mother Yashoda is her love, not just milk. Her love manifests. So, Srila Prabhupada writes, that's why in our ISKCON center, we always bathe Krishna with milk. It was interesting, Prabhupada writes, that we should, in Abhishek, you always bathe with the milk, because Mother Yashoda is bathing him every day Abhishek. So that time, Mother Yashoda, while giving breast milk, she noticed that far distance, one devotee, he came from Alachua. No, not from Alachua, this is just now. He came from the material world and he took the form of milk. And he was thinking, I want to serve Krishna today, but how am I going to serve? How much milk Mother Yashoda has? Unlimited. How much capacity in Krishna's stomach to fill it up? Also unlimited. So he's thinking, will there be ever end of drinking? Never. My life is doomed. First time in Braja Lila he entered. He's thinking, I struggled so hard, so much sadhana, so many life. Now I came, but I cannot serve. So he about to think like I'll throw myself in the fire and finish myself if I cannot serve him. But there is also Guru. Guru is not only in the material world. Guru is also in spiritual world. Mother Yashoda is the Guru of Vatsalya Rasa. All the mothers in Golok Vrindavan are in love with Mother Yashoda. They always respect her. And there's a beautiful pastime how, not today, but someday you'll hear beautiful pastime how they all came into that accepting Mother Yashoda as ultimate leader of their motherly affection for Krishna. So then Mother Yashoda, I'm looking at the time. Mother Mukhi, I promise her that I'll give 10 minutes before I'll stop for a question and answer. So I'm just going to end with this, that I didn't even finish the first sloka, but please read, I beg you, please read those 3 chapters, it's so sweet. But at the end, I'm going to just tell you the story. You know why the purpose of this whole pastime took place? There's beautiful pastimes. At the end, Mother Yashoda has tremendous love for Krishna eternally. But it is always expanding. To expand this, Damodar Lila took place. And Krishna also has love for Mother Yashoda. So at the end, you know, all the coward boys could not untie because they are Shakya Ras. They cannot untie the Vatsalya Ras nuts. It's not a nuts. It's Mother Yashoda's love took the form that Krishna, who give the liberation, cannot liberate himself from that nuts. And he choose to be. That's why that verse says, Iti Driksha Lilavi Ananda Kunde. I drown myself. Please come and see. Please, he's inviting us to go and drown ourselves too. So in that last part of that pastimes, I'm just going to end because we didn't have time. That Krishna, when Krishna was having fun with the coward boys and then Nal Kuber came, they prayed, they were so much in love, they could not even pay obeisances because the beauty of Krishna. So after everything is over, then all of a sudden Jogamaya creates the sound of the tree fell. Tree already fell before, but Jogamaya creates when, who will hear. Mother Yashoda did not hear even that time. When Nanda Maharaj came, then Mother Yashoda heard. They were shocked. Nanda Maharaj asked how this happened. Then Madhu Mangal whispered, Mother did it. And Nanda Maharaj was shocked. How did she do that? She's so cruel. Then Rohini Maya came. No, no, do not say. She's never cruel. She's the most loving mother. How could you ever say that? So then Nanda Maharaj, after whole thing took place, he took untied Krishna, took him on his lap, one side Balaram, one side Krishna. Then Nanda Maharaj always carry Misri, In India, you see Misri, you know, like candy, raw candy. He always has in his pocket. You know why? We should also do like that. Why? Not candy. I'm not saying candy. Means our goal should have two concepts, Prabhupada says. Always think, what am I willing to do to please Prabhupada? What am I willing to give up that will please Prabhupada? Those are comes in a form of candy in Nanda Maharaj's pocket. What can I do to please Krishna? He knows Krishna loves this candy, so he carries candy in his pocket. So he gave the candy to Krishna and Balaram, and then he bathed in the Brahmanda Ghat, then came back, then gave milk directly from the udder. That day, all these millions of mother did not eat, only cried whole day. Whole day passed by, beautiful pastime. Why? How? But at the end, I'll just end with this, then at one point, Mother Rohini with others went to Nanda Maharaj and told Balaram, go get Krishna back to Mother Yashoda. Because she's crying, she's fainted, she's not going to revive if Krishna doesn't come. It is nothing but renewing your vow. Whatever love you have, it will increase more on these pastimes. So what happened? Balaram came to pull Krishna. Come, we'll go to Mother Yashoda. Krishna pushed him. You are not there when I was bonded. I called you. Well, I came back. I tried to do it, but I could not. Balaram could do, but he did not do because he was acting as a Shakharas. But Nanda Maharaj did because his Vatsalaras untied that. So then Mother Rohini asked to Krishna, can you come to see your mother? Whole day she's crying, devastated. She's not drinking, eating or anything, talking. She's fainted. Krishna says, no. Then Mother Rohini says, where are you going to sleep tonight? With my Baba, his father. Whom are you going to play? With my brother and Baba. Who is going to feed you? Baba. Who is going to play tomorrow? Baba. It's not working. So Rohini Maya went to see the condition of Mother Yashoda. It was terrible. And she comes. He told Nanda Maharaj, he has to come right now. She's like, we don't know if she has a life or not. Then Rohini Maya gave one signal. You know this snap? What? Death. Krishna, you don't come now. You may never see your mom. She'll be gone. Krishna looked at his Baba. Is it true? He started crying and ran to Mother Yashoda. He grabbed Mother Yashoda and cried. Mother Yashoda cried and they cried for hours. That bond was 10 million times more than before they had Mother Yashoda and Krishna's relationship. That bond became so tight between Mother Yashoda and her son. It pacified everybody. Then of course, they had a nice feast, prasadam, everybody enjoyed. It was a beautiful whole pastime. Gaur Pramanande, Hari Hari Hari. Anybody has any question or comments? I'm sorry, Prabhu? No, can you speak in the microphone?
My Sankirtan leader said, always offer prayers to Krishna, like you said. And also, one of the processes offering prayers, like you said, bona fide prayers, probably the best, but it seems like they're all good, if they're not for anything material, related to devotional service. So I wonder what I have any references on that.
I didn't understand.
Two kinds of prayers, just regular praying and something bona fide.
Yes. He's asking, actually it is in Nectar Devotion also. There's a two types of prayers. One is that stuti and prarthana, like we say, Akrura is a very special personality for Bandhanam. There are some prayers, all the prayers actually is nothing but a verbalizing format, poetic format of emotional feeling that communes from sadhaka or human heart to divine heart. Those prayers are very significant. And if you look at very close attention to our whole process of Krishna consciousness, morning till evening or 24 hours, it is mostly we use the emotion that we have to channel, to offer our even obeisances or our difficulties, everything endowed with this. So prayers are very significant. So one prayer that if I don't have a love of Godhead, I should always recite the other acharya's prayers. Because they like Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Kara More. Any devotee can appeal that. So Prabhu, Mosama Potito, you will never see anybody fallen like me. If we really feel like this, we can borrow that prayers of Narottam Das Thakur and sing and we cry. And this will work. Why? Because Narottam Das Thakur already got love of Godhead, already exhibited and draw attention of Lord Chaitanya to highest esteem. So if we borrow the Lord Chaitanya, Narottam Das Thakur's prayers and pray to Lord, then Lord will not only pay you attention, He will be very close to you because you took shelter of Narottam Das Thakur's prayers. That is very high. Then when you come to very extreme devotional path, then you can compose like Prabhupada wrote when he came to Jaladuta, he landed to America, Markine Bhagavad Dharma. He wrote the whole poem and he expressed, he even told Krishna how Krishna will be happy if Krishna makes him preaching successful. And he says how Radharani will be happy. So those are Prabhupada's personal emotional prayers that he did. We can borrow also Prabhupada's prayers, Markine Bhagavad Dharma, and we can sing and we feel what Prabhupada was feeling. So these are the two. Until you are very advanced, you don't pray. Is that okay? You know, funny thing, that you probably heard this, that fifth verse, idante mukhambuja attanta nilai binta kuntalai snigda raktesya gopa. In that part, muhushchumbitam bimba rakta dharam me. The Gopa Vrindapal Prabhu, when he got a ticket, one police officer, he was distributing books, was not any illegal or anything. So, but it was an area that he was not allowed to. But then police officer came and started writing him a ticket, citation. And then what he did, he was reciting Damodarashtakam. And when he came to this translation, that how Krishna's cheek are like a radish, like a bimbo fruit. The police officers stopped writing. So what is bimbo fruit? And he didn't know either. He said, I guess it's a love of mother, of the Supreme Lord. So really, tell me more. And he didn't get ticket. That, I'm not saying that you... So take seriously these prayers. Whenever you're driving, working, recite those prayers. Memorize this, verbalize this, very emotional, by the mercy of Prabhupada, will come in our heart and we'll be very happy. Is that okay? Any other comments or questions? I'll stop. Now we have a, outside we have a fire sacrifice. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.